I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everyone, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. It's 6 p.m. in California. I'm in California, not Hawaii this week. And I have the opportunity to interview Fiona Lui from Hong Kong. What time is it there, Fiona?
Hi, my name is Fiona. Fiona Lui, I'm from Hong Kong and it's 9 a.m. in the morning.
Well, isn't technology wonderful? So Fiona is a Royal Crown Diamond. And what we're going to talk about today is her road to diamond, because these interviews are designed to encourage and inspire and give all of you that are pursuing becoming a diamond and perhaps above, but for sure becoming a diamond, a roadmap, not only a roadmap of the metrics, but a roadmap of belief. And so we're going to talk to Fiona today about her story, where she was before she heard of Young Living, why she got involved, and how she got to diamond. And I trust you'll find some beautiful nuggets in her story. So Fiona, would you tell us to begin with, tell us about your life before you ever heard of Young Living. What were you doing? Who were you?
Okay.
What was going on?
Before I heard of Young Living, I was a full-time mom. After I got married, I actually pregnant immediately. So I committed myself to be a loyal wife and a full-time mom to raise my two girls. And their names are Chloe and Mia. And I dedicate myself to breastfeed them and bring them to school and give them the best I can, because being a mom, this is the mission of being a full-time mom. And I find I was quite lucky to be a full-time mom, to have a very nice husband and have chance to raise two girls. And that was my life before I joined Young Living. Yeah, so, I'm sure many of you are the same. Married, yes, with a husband, have babies and kids. And then they kind of thought, oh, my life was pretty good with being a mom, right? But things would happen from time to time until I get to know Young Living.
So tell us the story about how you got to know Young Living. How did you get introduced?
Yes. In 2014, around July, my neighbor, Angela, she knocked on my door and say, hey, Fiona, I got something natural and healthcare, which is good to your family and your kids. She wanted to invite me to the healthcare class. And I just told her, oh, what time is the class? If that wasn't interrupt my pickup time with my kids, I'm sure I'm happy to join, but I have to go by the time they finish school. And she says, no problem, I just quickly joined the class. I didn't really study what was it. She said essential. I just, okay, if that can add value to my family and my health, I would definitely try. And I bought maybe around $300 products to try. So that was the first time I got introduced to Young Living and try out the products.
So as compliantly as you can, what was your experience with the products?
Before I used the products, I have skin problem. My skin is very, I have a really bad skin. And also at nighttime, I normally use my mouth to breathe. You know what I mean? If I cover my mouth and I cannot breathe.
Right.
So that's why this product is, I find it quite magical. After one week of diffusing the oil, I find it magical. Then I just share it unstoppably with my daughter's kindergarten parents.
Got it.
Yeah.
So what was it, Fiona, that inspired you to look at the income option and pursue building an income?
Because when I joined Young Living in Hong Kong, I think there is a geographic advantage and the timing of a kind of a new market in Hong Kong when everybody never heard of this business. And because the product is so great that I have to share with my friends and non-stop. That's why first I just find it fun to share and able to help others to enhance their health. This is a mission. I feel like it's a mission and achievement to help others. At the first 3 months, I didn't look at the income opportunities at all. But at that time, there was a Aroma Complete set, which has over 120 oil in it. And when we saw that incentive, we are kind of like playing Candy Crush. Like we text people, we share, and then people join, and then, oh, I got to next level, I got a kid. So me and my friends all got a kid very soon after. We feel like this is a Candy Crush game at that time. Yeah.
What was the first check you received that got your attention?
First month, well, after I joined, 2 weeks later, I casually introduced to my few friends, like four of them. And I already got like maybe $300-$400. Then I can see right after I joined, a month later, it's already paid off of what I paid. So actually, I didn't spend much and I'm using free oil already. And by the time next month is growing really rapidly, as the season I started to share is winter time and all the kindergarten kids, they need a better support. So it's just explosive.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's not my leadership, it's not my skill, it's just happened geographically, seasonally, and right timing and the right people. Yeah.
Well, you sound very passionate and you sound like you are a humble, joyous person, and people probably want to be around you, Fiona, because you're fun and you're positive and you're humble. And you're a giver. You just want to share the mission of the oils. That's a beautiful thing.
Before I share Young Living, I volunteer myself to do volunteer work, Parent Teacher Association. I volunteer myself to contribute something that can help my family and my children and be the example of showing them and have a connect with them in school. But it was the right time to get to know it as such an amazing product. And from what you said about my personality, is pretty right. Yeah, a fun, a mischievous challenger, and have a great passion to share. But after a few months, when I reached to Platinum, I can tell you, share my timeline. I started Young Living in July 2014, and I hit Platinum after 7 months. Diamond 14 months later, and at 7 months Platinum, Diamond 14 months, Crown Diamond 21 months, and Royal Crown Diamond in 36 months. It's really not about my efforts, it's about the timing, geographic advantage, and most important is the teamwork from your upline and the downline, and all put together that make things go really, really fast with a great momentum to push everything up in a short period of time.
So Fiona, people listening to this are probably scratching their head and saying, wow, how did she advance so fast? The part that I want you to talk about now is I hear a glimmer in your story that you didn't have any hesitancy at all about talking to people, about asking people to try the product or look at the product. And most people's challenge looking to build a team and rank advance is they're afraid to talk to people, or maybe they talk to people and nobody calls them back, and so they get frustrated. How did you see that whole opportunity? Did you ever get frustrated or disappointed? Did you ever get down and negative? Did you ever stop? Yeah. Or what was it that had you be so positive and so confident to call people and ask them to look?
As I said, first things will be teamwork. So you have to work with someone who has the very powerful energy. They have lots of idea. I'm a person full of ideas. And I believe if you want to success in Young Living business, you have the first thing you need to use the oil, have passion to feel the oil that can enhance your health. And I was a person, I have great passion. That's why when I reached, before I reached platinum, like 3 months after I share, I start studying everything about aromatherapy. As some of the leaders say, those kind of aromatherapists, they are traditional, they are very weird. But I believe in anything related to essential oil that could have a different recipe, formula, direction that can enhance people's health in dynamic way. So I study lots of different kind of French, UK, American, Chinese aromatherapy to support my team. And also I would have some skincare, DIY, a hammock soap that become an expert on that. I don't tell people what to do. I be the example to share what new creative stuff I create and I teach them. So to create a movement, to make the activity fun and enjoyable, when they do something fun and nice, they will probably share on their Facebook. And that's how to generate great momentum. So the leader, the leader who want to build has to be the one who love to share, to demonstrate and how and be creative, to demonstrate something new that their friends never heard of or never tried. Yeah.
Beautiful. So Fiona, what is two sides of the coin question? The first question is, what is the biggest mistake you made in building? And maybe you made it one time, or maybe it was a bad habit. Can you think of one mistake that you made that you would, to do over, you would do different?
Maybe mistake, you mean if maybe that helped me to grow faster?
Yes.
When I first start to educate as Young Living business, I believe education is the key. Keep teaching, and teachings are the way to success. And the mistake that make me slower is I build a secret group to share for the members how to use. If at that time I have a public page for people to follow, that might be able to help more people over the past 6 years. So I never share much on my public page. And I don't even have any guide, any website done, as my husband promised me to do it in the first year, but he never get it done. You know what I mean? Some people say, oh, look, you're a diamond. What is your name card? Where's your brochure? You got nothing. How can you tell you're selling a product? So I got people tease me like this. So this is one of my mistakes. I should have started a page when I first start sharing, having passion 6 years ago, and keep sharing online publicly, at least to draw the awareness.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us one thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, and another mistake I want to say is I was managed to fix it before too late. The other mistake is I think many of the builders, they are struggling how to allocate the time, and your feeling when you're putting too much time on building the business, you are taking out too much time away from your family, your partner. That is a very important thing that you have to balance your life and your family time and how to communicate with your partner when growing the young living business. So at the time I hit diamond, my husband said, oh, you reached your goal, you're diamond now, now you can quit young living. So there was a few years time, my husband was very frustrated and he was not happy because my time is not with him, it's with the business when the last few years was growing very fast, right? That's why I do adjustment. I put my husband and the family first and try to make a balance to set back and try to learn how to communicate and really be a good leader. Honestly, the time from the first until I hit Royal Crown Diamond in 2018, it was too fast. I didn't think much of how other people feel and how to communicate well with others. I just turn on and run and climb and reach to the top. But it has enough time for me to reflect, change, and we fix and have a harmony moment and higher my EQ and overall things get smoother.
What is the smartest thing you have done?
In this business, I would. I'm a giver. I'm a server. So I believe servant leadership, and you give the energy will give you more. So be willing to give your time, give your support, teach people. The energy will draw a. Good things, more good things will come to you. And I noticed many leaders around the world or locally, they will compare why I have to do this, or this is their downline, why I have to do it for her. So there are many people say why, or they just look and dream and they never take action. They might take action one or twice, but they are not constantly taking actions.
Got it. Beautiful. So can you tell us a story, Fiona, of somebody that you knew or somebody that you met that you introduced to Young Living and they went on to become a wonderful success story themselves?
I'm so blessed. I actually signed up someone really strong right after I joined Young Living. Maybe she was a very professional marketer. It's also one of my stronger links. So
how did you know her?
I before I joined anything, I knew this lady was from another MLM and she has many kids. And there was a time she Facebook texted me checking me, how am I doing? I quickly told her, look, my girls is sick at home. I'm looking after my girls. She's asking me, what products are you using? And I quickly told her, she just get the idea. The kit is so reasonable priced and very flexible hours that she don't need to go out at night to do the team building. And then it's just started because she has many kids. And for me, the kindergarten market and full-time mom is a huge at that time for myself, and we both all work together, and all my close friends have three kids, four kids, five kids. So we found these products are really amazing and life-changing. Yeah.
Yes. So Fiona, how about Angela?
Angela, she is my neighbor and we are not a close friend, but she is more quiet. But we, after I build anything, she moves to somewhere else. So I mainly to support my legs, my downline legs, and work with my upline downline to grow the momentum together. But I think for my ability, how can this lady be so fast? It's not about myself. I believe there was a story I want to share with all you guys. Like a week before I joined Young Living, my husband saw an accident. Like he wasn't happy with me by handling how I handling my girls. One time I walked past the street, I saw my friend and say hi, and my girls walked out the street, and my husband turned back and saw me not holding her hand. And then she was so angry about me not being a perfect mom. You know what I mean? And his friend met him and gave a prayer. And after he prayed, he feel relief and he talked to me. I thought, is this guy real? Can I see him? And then my husband brought me to see the guy and we prayed together. And I pray for my health. I pray for bitterness of being a full-time mom. And I pray we could have a solution to enhance better communication, because what he sees me is a stupid wife that is a careless mom. And even though I work full-time, I dedicate all my time to raise the kid and all my time to look after the family well, he don't see the good side of me. And that is hold a lot of bitterness. I'm sure many full-time moms have the same feeling. They have whole bunch of bitterness in their hearts. And when he prayed for me, I cry. And my husband probably say, he say something, why don't you pray to God like you go to work and I stay home, look after the kids? He said, why don't you go to work and I stay home, look after the kids? And he just giving me works. And after this prayer, 1 week later, Young Living came to my life. And after a few years later, he is looking after the kids and I'm working. So from what he said, his prayer answered.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe it's an energy from God that is a mission for me to share, and for mission for him to share Bibles. So we are in an extreme. One is one person sharing Bible, one person sharing oil, and we are not in the same line for a few years' time. So until after a few years, we kind of work a balance to learn how to communicate. I'm learning how to be a good leader, and I'm learning how to lead the team after I reach the top and do reflection, give more love, more support, and even more be a servant leader to hopefully is a long-term growth, because a team growth is also has to rely on how your company strategy, your company operation, and how your team, their team communication, how you work things together. It's not just about one person. It's about team and how teamwork cooperate with the office. Yes.
Yes. So Fiona, as my last question, what would you say to people that are listening that are stars, senior stars, executives, and they're struggling? They don't have the same brashness that you do to share with such conviction. And perhaps they're getting frustrated. Perhaps they're thinking about giving up. What would you say to these lower ranking struggling members to inspire them to make it, to succeed, to give it their all? What would you say to them?
First, they have to cooperate with teamwork. Like they need to look up to their successful upline, call them, have a chat group with them, demand them to do sharing, maybe not just one upline, could be up, up, up. They need to discover their upline's talent, their strength, how they can help them to share with their friends. Not just working by themselves. Some people say, oh, I don't want to call them, I don't want to disturb them, and I think I can, I'm capable. So you have to always be a good listener to reach out, to listen good story, good teaching technique, and good support from your upline, and also discover people from your downline that they have the same vision, they have the same passion, and borrow the momentum from your crossline to share. When people have a group to share, the momentum will grow. That's why don't do things individually. Try to cooperate with your crossline and your upline to bring up the momentum. Yeah, and also be a good learner. When I start building and growing fast, I have to learn a lot to keep up the things I can share that can influence other people to enjoy, transform their life, enhance their health, adding value to the people with lots of love and care. Because I know many leaders are different. Some leaders like to use business opportunities, but for me, personal touch, love, and teaching relationship are more important than business opportunities. And as Yang Lifeng is, when you just talk about business opportunities, Yang Lifeng, the entry price is low. That's why it's not as attractive as others' company. And we do need to put lots of effort and communication with our downline to draw, to create a big momentum.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Peony, you are a wonderful example of the heart and soul of Yang Lifeng and a great ambassador in Asia for the company. And it's a great honor for me to get to know you and to interview you and share your story with the whole world.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Richard, for bringing me to see the whole world, because I was kind of stuck just staying in Hong Kong, and during this period, we can't do anything. And my native language is Cantonese, so I don't do English sharing that much. And maybe God sent you to connect me so I can think more to help people outside Hong Kong.
Well, you just did, because your story is going to go all over the world.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah.
Thank you, Fiona. And thank all of you for joining us for another Road to Diamond interview. Be sure and share this with your team, and we'll see you on the next Road to Diamond. Remember.
Thank you. See.
The work is worth it. Say goodbye to Fiona.
Goodbye, Richard. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthrourank.com. We'll see you there.